just like in Lamentation, this was written by the prophet Jeremiah in response to the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians in about 587 B.C. It tells us of all the horrible destruction and loss of life and starvation through siege. But in the middle of the book, there are some of the sweetest words that God has given to us about Himself. Great is God's faithfulness. The title of my message tonight is Life is Hard, but God is Good. Life is hard, but God is good. Let me tell you, a lot of you have heard of the stories of my dad, and I have one more tonight to finish the story of my dad. So in our lives, we can't change what happens in our lives. We can't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I want this to happen in my life. No, it doesn't happen like that. Things happen in our lives out of our control. Sometimes we like them. Maybe the boss gives you a raise. Hey, I like that. But sometimes things don't happen the way you want to. So 9 months prior to this was about 5 or 6 years ago, I get a call as I'm returning from work. And it was my dad. He says, hey, I'm at the hospital. I have pneumonia. But I want you to come over here with me. There's some things we need to talk about. For one, my dad's very hard-headed. He is a Cajun. He don't go to the hospital, so this was the first thing that flagged me. So I walked into the emergency room and was talking to him, and all the doctors are all over. And I said, well, how bad is your pneumonia? He said, son, I don't have pneumonia. He said, I have cancer. I said, no. No way emergency rooms can diagnose cancer. I mean, you have to go to special clinics for that. The doctor said, no, this is pretty obvious. So they kept him overnight, and the second day we found out it was in his brain, and then the third day we found out it was in his liver, and they kept running tests, and they found out it was in his bones, and it just was all over. Besides that, I said, Dad, what you going to do? So at this point, my dad says, he says, I'm going to glorify God. God says, great. Now I'm in tears at this point. I said, hard to wrap your brain. I mean, they told my dad he had months to live. Not years, months to live. And he says, thank you for faithfulness. He says, look, I have grandkids. I have kids that I've saw. Many people don't even. So this is the different ways of handling things that God sends our way. And praise God for sending me that father, because he's able to show me so much. But he says, you know, look, he said, I have grandkids. I was able to see my grandkids. People don't get that opportunity. I saw my kids grow up. People don't get that opportunity. I enjoyed my life. I'm 61 years old. I had 61 great years of life. People don't see. They have kids that are dying right now. Some duct tape? See, Pastor Pierre has the hair that comes down and holds it. And I think that's the issue. But that's the different ways we can handle things that God sends our way. So for those who proclaim to be Christian, when the good things, when you're up in the valleys, I mean, when you're down in the valleys, praise God. When you're on the mountains, praise God. Praise God when you're in the middle, praise God. Because guess what? People are looking how you live. Right? So I'm looking at my dad, okay, and I'm seeing how he's living. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, how can you say that? But guess what? Inside here, I was seeing the way he lived to understand how I live. So when you open up the Bible and you see the way Christ lived and some of the things he did, it gives us that strength, the way to live. Because we have to understand that God uses suffering for his glory. God uses suffering for his glory. We talked a little bit about that last night. And how we handle it is where it matters. Do we handle it with a smile on our face? Do we handle it with a sense of peace that surpasses our understanding? Or do we wallow like the world? Now it's okay. Let me throw the disclaimer. It's okay to have feelings. Let's understand that. It's okay to cry. It's okay. But at some point you have to realize who is in control. and you dust off your feet and you clean them off real good and you take that step. 5 years later, I still cry because it hurts because I love him. But I know that he is a place that he longs for. This universe is all about God and His glory. That's why we here to give God and His glory. John Piper asked this question, we talked about this last night. If you take every blessing that God has given away to you, if you take everything He's given you and you only left with Jesus, is He good enough? Because He is good enough. We look at how He blesses us and that's how we judge how much we love Him. But great is thy faithfulness. God can use suffering to display His work in you. God uses suffering for His glory. How will people see suffering in you? You know, that's a hard question to ask because we are human. But we have to understand, great is thy faithfulness. We are blessed because of Jesus, but yet things in our lives distract us from Him. In times of trials, we forget we are truly blessed because who you focused on in your times of trial. I'm guilty. You know, you start going down this path, oh, poor me. Poor me. Look at everything I'm going through. But have you ever wondered if someone is going through something worse? Maybe you can be a blessing. I remember Dad having chemo treatments, and he's sharing the gospel, everyone getting chemo, and then he's hooked up to the machine, and he's walking around sharing the gospel with a smile on his face. The nurses told me he always had a smile. I never went to chemo with that. He always had to wait till there, and praise God for that. But he always had a smile sharing the gospel. That's how he showed grace. What about Job? Open your Bibles to Job, chapter 1, verse 15. Let's look at what happened to Job and how he handled it. Job, chapter 1, verse 15. And it says here, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels, and took them, and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was speaking, yet another, and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness, and struck the four corners of the house, and fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. This is not going in a good direction. This is one thing after another. And Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. He lost his job. You don't have the money to pay the bill. Things are going bad. Fall on your face and worship. We don't understand, but God has a plan. If we understand that He is in control, we understand that He has a plan. So fall on your face and worship. Worship. He never said anything bad about God. When his wife, even his wife told him, you know, curse God. So worship. He worshiped. And each and every one of us need to remember, life is hard, but God is good. Brothers and sisters, we are here on earth to give glory to God in everything we do. If you have a secular job, you ought to be the best person out there. So when they look at you and you say, well, you might pick up garbage.
And when they say, why are you so happy picking up garbage? You're the best garbage man around. Glory to God. Many people think you have to be in ministry to serve God. No, you can be the best at your job because you want to glorify God in your job. Guess what? Even in our afflictions, we need to give God glory. How to praise Him? The easiest way to learn is through His Word. Praying to Him. Lamian cow, whatever you call it. Cease. Pray. Pray without ceasing. All day, every day. You walk into the mailbox. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. You got the mail. Lord, thank you for no bills. Cutting the grass. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be alone with you. You get home to your wife. Lord, thank you for providing me with a wonderful wife. When I see my kids, thank you, Lord, for my beautiful kids. Thank you. Because He's faithful to each and every one of us. And as soon as we lose sight, in Hebrews, from the race of endurance, the race that was set before you, at a race, what are we looking for? We're looking for the finish line. So you might have many obstacles in the race, but if we focus on the finish line, and His name is Jesus, we're going to always continue, and we're always going to say, great is Thy faithfulness. Great is the Psalm 136:1 will give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Ever, we need to remember Psalm 147:1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. You know, one of the greatest things about being with pastors, and especially pastors who sing, is we always sing. We sing to God. We're giving Him glory. One of the most awful games we play on the way up here is everybody try to grab a pun. Or we try to sing a song. So when we're gone on the mountain, we might look at each other and say, life is easy when we're up on the mountain. And, you know, and someone else might say, you have peace of mind when things are... It's a crazy game that we play. But it's a fun because we're reminded of just the wonderful words that Jesus speaks of. When we get home, after being out all day and doing things, you know, I went upstairs, I went in the shower actually, and I come out, and they were playing music. And what song were you playing? Remember? Yes. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. Let me be like you. Why? Because He's faithful. He is the potter. He is, and we're the clay, and He works us, and we're faithful, and He's faithful to keep working us and mold us till one day we're a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. But it's not an overnight thing. So Jonah, one thing I can tell you is don't think everything's going to change tomorrow. Don't think everything's going to change tomorrow. It's going to be a constant work in your life to spin the wheel and just make you better and better and better until He calls you home. It's a never-ending tuning of the vibe and the work. That's how God works in each and every one of us. Great is His faithfulness. We have to understand that. Praise Him. Praise Him in the highs. Praise Him in the lows. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying things, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people. Praise for all the saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in His maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in the King. Let them praise His name with dancing, making melody to Him with tambourines and lyre and pianos and guitars and projectors and mouths and everything. Praise Him, for the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He adores the humble with salvation. Let the godly exalt in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the highest praises of God be in their throats, a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. And praise Him with strings and pipes. And praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with the loud clashing cymbal. And everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And one day every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because He is faithful, faithful, faithful. For He is worthy of all glory and honor. Brothers and sisters, life is hard, but God is good. Life is hard, but God is good. It's up to us on how we handle things in life. The world says, wallow in your sorrows. Jesus says, praise me. Worship me. Study my word. Seek my face. Bow before me. Meditate on the word, because great is my faithfulness. For His mercies are new every morning. The Lord is good unto them who that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Great is Thy Heavenly Father. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, we just come. Oh Lord, let us meditate on Your word. Lord, great is Your faithfulness. Let us just bow our heads and just meditate on those words. Great is Your faithfulness. Maybe some here don't understand the magnitude of His faithfulness. He gives us a peace that just surpasses all understanding. He gives us a peace that within that I can't put into words. But Scripture can. Worship. Praise. For He is worthy. For He is glorious. The world can't offer you anything, but Christ can offer you everything. Everlasting life with Him. For those who believe, for those who confess their sins before Him and repent of their ways and seek His face. As we give the praise, the honor, the glory, oh, He is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And every creature, every sea creature, every king, every president, every prime minister, every cabinet member, every senate will one day have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus' name.